Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Well.
Is it all working?
Yeah, I think so. I can hear you, though.
Bit of an act. Well, hang on, you can hear me. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, but I can hear me, too.
Has it settled down now?
I think so. Oh, right, okay, yeah, it has. Oh, I forgot what we're doing. What are we doing?
Well, it's Friday.
Oh, is it? All right, okay. Well, that's very nice.
I was about to go into one of those kids' TV show sort of introductions. It's Friday, it's, you know.
No, I wouldn't do that if I were you. That would sound poxy, wouldn't it? Oh, we're recording the podcast, aren't we? Yeah. Okay. Well, I've no idea what we're going to do. I'm tired, I've just got up.
Just read the script.
But there is no f***ing script, is there?
There's 5 pages in front of you.
Is there? No, what's it say? COVID spikes, local lockdowns. Oh, yeah, not doing very well where you are, is it?
We had, I think it's about 300 now in that factory.
Bloody hell. What it is about meat factories that's doing this?
Cold, I think. Nicely chilled. They always store the little viruses in the fridge, don't they, in those films?
Oh, yeah, I suppose they do, yeah. Yeah. Okay, there is a border between Scotland and England.
Isn't there a fight going on between the Sturgeon and the Johnson?
Oh, Nicola Sturgeon's just an annoying woman, isn't she? Or maybe I should say, because that's not sexually correct, maybe I should say she's just annoying, isn't she?
She's an annoying person.
I think people say, oh, that Boris Johnson, he's an annoying man, isn't he?
Bloke.
Yeah, I think that's all right, yeah. Bloke, whatever.
Yeah.
Hong Kong, well, yeah, that's, we're not doing much, so we're just saying, oh, well, we can't really tell the Chinese what to do in their own country, so we just let everybody who wants to come back, come back.
And people are.
Apparently so.
Indeed.
Yeah, interestingly enough, it's the Chinese population of this country make less noise and complain than anyone else. They just get on with whatever they're doing, don't they? You know, you don't see many Chinese people unemployed.
We have quite a lot of Chinese students where I am.
Do we? Well, up in North Wales, why?
Well, Bangor University is quite well known as being the best
place. That's not a proper university, is it?
It is. It's one of the biggest.
No, no, no. It's out in the middle of nowhere in North Wales. I mean, that can't be a proper university, can it?
Well, the Chinese and the Japanese love it up here.
Why?
Safe.
Safe?
Yeah.
In what way is it safe?
Well, it's nice and peaceful up here.
You're ravaged with COVID at the moment, aren't you?
On the island, in a small area we are, yes, in the meat factory.
Yeah. Well.
Which is only about 3 miles away from my house.
Gosh. Well, I'm glad you're there and I'm here. You know, when you get up in the morning, you want to... that's better. Super Saturday. I wish everybody stopped going on about this. They're asking for trouble by doing this. You know that, don't you?
That's like another TV show introduction. It's Super Saturday.
Oh, shut up. Those days are over. I mean, it's just stupid. Everybody's thinking, oh, well, I must go to the pub now. Everybody else is. Or I must go out to wherever. Got to get there and find they can't get in because it's already full of people, and that's it. And they're closing early. Quite right, too. If you know the landlord, you can have a lock-in, though.
Can you?
Well, I don't know. I would imagine so, because that's just inviting some of your mates to stay on afterwards, isn't it?
That's very true. We had a few lock-ins when I used to work in the pub.
You don't even drink, do you?
No, it's quite entertaining for me, though. I was always the one entertained.
All right. Sewage testing for COVID. They can do all sorts of tests. Why do they have to fiddle with your poo?
Apparently, if you test the sewage, you can find out where the biggest outbreaks are in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Because it has to exit the body and go somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, yes, of course.
So wherever the highest concentration per, I don't know, milliliter of water is, yeah, obviously where the highest concentration is.
All right. So that's how you do it, is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you just go down there, you take a sample of water, gargle for a few seconds, spit it out, and go, yep, that's pretty dodgy.
How disgusting. Oh, that's tech talk I was just going to start doing.
don't do any of that, otherwise I'll have nothing to do.
No, I won't. I won't. So where was I? That's it, isn't it, really? Talking point. I'm getting pretty fed up, though, with this continued political correctness. I think it's on the way out, to be honest with you. But, you know, it's getting to the time now. If you say anything, if you work in the media and you say anything that a lot of these people who want, they go out in the streets and demonstrate, you just get into trouble for, because they go for you online.
Too many people will lose their jobs and then they'll start have to re-employ the same people again.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? This whole business, it's stopped now. You'll notice it's stopped very abruptly as well. Everybody's sort of taking one knee and because suddenly people started reading into what the organization Black Lives Matter is all about.
The organization's not a good organization.
Well, that's slightly understated, but yes. And I think, you know, what happens is quite often when we're all guilty of this, when we're a certain age, you all get swept up on this idea of doing good. You remember? You won't remember. The CND dance, CND marches, same thing. When I was a kid, everybody's grandmother seemed to be going out on a CND march to stop the world being blown up by nuclear weapons.
I remember it. It was always a good array of breasts on the news, from what I remember.
Oh, shut up, sexist swine. Don't start doing that. I'm the one who will get the backlash.
But it's true, though, isn't it? That's all I remember from the whole CND movement, was loads of ladies... bits.
Tying themselves to fences around, loads of places. There's one place down, where was it? Oh, I can't remember now.
Greenham Common.
Greenham Common, yeah, where they camped out. And men weren't allowed, as I remember. It was a women's only demonstration.
Just as well, I didn't want to see any men's bits hanging out.
And they were going to change the world. It was a bit like the, what's the recent thing that we've all kind of forgotten about? Save the planet. What do they call the Extinction Rebellion?
Extinction Rebellion, yes.
Mm, that's what I just said.
You did? Yeah. She's gone very quiet, hasn't she, that Greta Thunberg?
Well, she probably had to go back to school. Oh, God, why am I yawning so much today?
It is early.
Yeah, I know, but... I've had a cup of coffee. I've had a couple of those... they're not really hot cross buns at this time of year, but you know those.
A tea cake.
Mm. water, by the way. I just fancy those for my breakfast, so I had one with a bit of Nutella in it. Very nice.
Very filling.
Yeah, yeah.
Used to get them from the Little Chef.
Well, I got them from Sainsbury's.
Oh, you can't get them from Little Chef anymore. I don't think the Little Chef exists, does it?
Gosh, that takes me back. I don't think it does. I think the Little Chef. Gosh, I used to drive up and down the country every single week, up and down the country. So I became very familiar with the Little Chefs. When I used to finish my radio show on talk radio in the very, very early days back in the 90s, I used to drive back up to where I was living in Yorkshire, up into Harrogate in Yorkshire. I used to do that every Friday night after the show. So I usually got home about 2 or 3 o'clock, which actually, when you think you've driven, you know, almost the whole of England, isn't too bad, is it?
Nighttime driving's okay, though.
Yeah, but it can get a bit tiring.
Hmm. I used to go in and ask for a number 42 with no coleslaw.
I thought you were going to say something rude for a minute. A number 42 with no coleslaw.
Yeah, well, I went in so often. I was in twice a week, Little Chef.
Yeah.
Because I was living on my own, so I thought it'd be easier just to get someone else to cook for me.
Do you know, I think that's what I have missed over the past lockdowns. I've lost my appetite and everything else because I'm fed up with my cooking. I'm fed up with my cooking and then sitting on my own and eating it. Fed up to the back f***ing teeth with it, in fact.
I had a KFC yesterday and it wasn't worth the wait.
Hmm. Everybody says, or a lot of people say, not everybody says, oh, I don't see what all the fuss is about. And they're locked down with their families.
Families can get annoying.
I know, but so continually being on your own, actually. I need a housekeeper.
As well as a cleaner?
Well, I could combine the both, couldn't I?
How is the cleaner doing?
Well, I haven't seen her since we did our last podcast.
She didn't like your house?
Oh, yeah, she's coming back next week. Oh, gosh. Well, I don't make much mess, so there's no point every week, is there?
Oh, okay. I just thought she was a bit lazy, leaving it so
long. No, she's very good. Very, very thorough. Very thorough. I thought the place was clean.
Okay.
I'm just watching an ant crawl up the trunk of a tree outside my window here.
That's how exciting this show is.
Yeah. It's gone a long way, actually. It's one of those mountain ash trees, do you know, the sort that grow quite tall and all the foliage is at the top.
I'm pretty sure that breed of tree attracts ants.
Does it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
It's got a pretty thin trunk. Why did that sound rude? I didn't mean it to. It's got a pretty thin and fairly gnarled trunk. In fact, I might get up there and chop the top off a bit. Maybe that will thicken it up.
Ants are friendly to some trees, but not to others. I'm just reading now. Bit of research.
Yeah. Well, if they start messing around with my trees, that'll be it. The ants will get it.
What, the old boiling kettle of water?
I don't think that really works, does it?
Oh, it definitely works, yeah. Gosh. But it might kill your tree as well.
There's a great big... I cut the base of some ivy growing up another tree. I can just see I've forgotten about it. But that whole lot has died off. Maybe I'll have to go and pull it off, if you see what I mean. Why does everything I'm saying today sound so rude?
It's a lonely life.
Yeah, I think probably it is. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, are you going out tomorrow to the pub?
Well, I'm in Wales, aren't I?
Still have pubs, don't they?
Yeah, but are we allowed to go to them?
Why not?
Well, we're on different rules to you.
Do you know, this is so stupid, I find, this whole thing that, you know, Scottish and Welsh nationalism, what the fuck is that all about? I mean, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? Let's just say, and I'm half Welsh, you have no business living there. I should get myself a holiday home.
You can have mine.
I don't want it. It's up in Anglesey. It's too far to go.
It's also in a dodgy area at the moment.
Yeah, I like the south coast of Wales. Round to the Gower and that way.
What's so good about the south coast?
Have you never been?
Well, I used to live there.
Where?
East Grinstead and...
East Grinstead's nowhere near. It's not even in Wales, you great big...
Hey? Oh, you mean the south coast? You mean the south coast of Wales?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant the south coast of England. Sorry, yeah, okay, carry on.
East Grinstead is nowhere near the south coast.
Well, I used to live down there. I used to live in Pontypridd.
That's nowhere near. What do you... That's not near East Grinstead.
I didn't say it was. I'm talking about South Wales now. I'm saying, if you're saying South Wales, I used to live down there. I used to live in Pontypridd.
Yeah, okay. Well, where's... that's not near the coast either.
In Treforest, and I used to go to the pub that Tom Jones used to go to.
Yeah, I used to go to a lovely, lovely little wine bar in a village called Cowbridge.
Cowbridge.
Yeah.
That's a very English name.
I know. Very Welsh village.
Strange.
Yeah.
It must have a Welsh name.
Oh, of course it's got a Welsh name now.
A Bont Venn.
A Bont Venn?
Cowbridge.
Yeah, I think that's right. What does it say about it if you've Googled it?
Is a market town in the Vale of Glamorgan, which is where I was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was near Porthcawl and, oh, golly. I tell you what, I haven't been outside yet this morning for some fresh air.
I've opened the door. Yes, I've gone outside. Of course I have. I've gone to work. I was going to say my mind's fallen asleep. Yes, I've been outside. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You feel drowsy as well. Maybe it's the weather.
Oh, definitely the weather, yeah. That's horrendous over the last few days. Hot and then suddenly cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, probably we're all coming down with bad colds or something.
Yeah, but we've not met anybody.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, okay. It's all coming out.
You
now.
Can meet people. What are you talking about?
Well,
I get loads of friends.
It was the way you
all
said
from
it.
From the same bubble, of course.
It was the way you said it.
Pop over to me at the weekend. I don't like going to other people's houses much. That's terrible to say, isn't it?
Not when you stick to the carpets and things, you know.
I don't think I have any friends like that.
I didn't have any friends like that, but I went to somebody's house once and I couldn't wait to get out. You know when you walk inside somebody's house and it feels like you've just walked outside?
Not, I do, because, I mean, when I used to do sort of filming and stuff for my show, yeah. But I haven't recently been in that sort of situation.
The mat for wiping your feet on is on the outside of the door.
Well, I have one on the outside of the door.
Right.
What? Don't you?
No, it's usually on the inside of the door, isn't it?
I've got one there as well.
I got a Star Wars one.
You've what?
I've got a Star Wars Darth Vader welcome mat.
That sounds exceptionally common.
How can it be common? Have you got one?
No.
Have you got a normal welcome mat?
I don't have a word written on it. It's just a bit of old, what's it?
Well, you've got a common one then, haven't you?
No, I have not.
You've got a plain one.
Yeah, a one which I rather think is rather tasteful.
Well, mine's quite tasteful.
No, it's not. How can something with Star Wars written all over it be tasteful? And I bet it's in bright primary colours as well.
Oh, it's like the sort of reedy stuff with black print on it.
You can't win. It'll just be shit.
Well, it will be when you wipe your feet on it a few times.
Oh, for goodness sake, actually. I feel my house needs a good vacuum. I might leave it for the cleaner, though. But I've got, upstairs, I've got a little robot vacuum cleaner, which is so good.
Oh, that's very common.
No, it's not. Have you got one?
No, I haven't.
No, well, there we are.
I've got a wife. She does the vacuuming.
Why don't you do it?
Actually, to be fair, now I think about it, yeah, actually, it's the last time that we had the house vacuumed, it was me.
Oh, God, that sounds like you don't have it done very often. How disgusting.
Do it at least twice a year?
Oh, I like to do mine every week or every other week.
Otherwise, the little thing gets filled up too quick.
Well, yeah, that's... Oh, gosh. I've got a Henry as well.
Is a Henry better than a Dyson?
I think so, yeah. I threw my Dyson away. It was useless.
I've had about 5 Dysons and I've never been impressed with any of them.
No, I wasn't. Get a Henry. They're not very, you know, they're basic, if you like, but they are so good at what they do.
But with a Henry, don't you have to have a bag?
Well, yeah, but if it goes on for a long time, and then you just take it out and put it in the bin.
Okay. Because I keep watching all these late-night shopping channels, and they got, like, these things called the Sharks and things.
Yeah, I know, but they're all very sort of plasticky when you get your hands on them, I think.
Okay.
And they don't suck as well as a Henry. What?
I don't think we can say. I have to beep that out.
No, you won't. I mean, that's what they do. They suck up dirt.
They do, yes. The Henrys suck up dirt, yes.
Well, yeah, why would you have to get rid of that? It's perfectly acceptable to say.
Isn't there a female Henry, like a pink one?
You can get pink ones, yellow ones, but the traditional red one is the one I've got. I've just got a new one. And the new one are much different to the older ones, so they're quite nice.
I wish they would go bagless.
Well, I don't think they need to.
That would sway me.
Now I've got hiccups.
It's all that water you keep drinking.
It probably, but I think it's probably the spices in the bun.
I had to work out what you said then.
Why?
Well, I thought you said a different word to bun.
What did you think I said? Bum?
Well, I'm glad you said it and I didn't.
I don't think that's very rude, bum, do you?
It's not very rude. It was just the way you said it. I think it might be the spices in the bun.
Well, I meant bun. Bum and bun are very close together, aren't they?
You did say bun.
Oh, I did, but you thought it was bum.
I heard bum, yeah. but you said bun.
So anyway, I mean, we ought really to do something serious on this. I mean, I think the most serious issue, apart from all the ones we all know about, is what the Russians have, they're saying allegedly, but it's pretty definite, have been putting a bounty on British and American troops in Afghanistan by offering money to Taliban sources to kill as many Brits and Americans as they can. And we're doing fuck all about it. Nothing. Not a thing.
Does seem strange of even the Russians, though, to be fair.
Why?
Well, obviously it's come out, or it's coming out, and it's...
It has been investigated by those people who do these sort of undercover investigations. They're pretty sure... In fact, they are sure, but it's just now being laughed off by the American president. And I haven't heard Boris Johnson say anything about it. A couple of MPs that I know who actually were serving soldiers in Afghanistan, and they have said it was well known while they were there.
Technically, I suppose we're still at war with the Russians, aren't we?
Why?
Don't know. It's just like an underlying running in the background thing, isn't it?
Well, I thought we were getting on well with the Russians. I thought all that had stopped. We had Maggie go over there and make over to us the Russians, and at the time Gorbachev loved her. And I thought we were... But now, obviously, Russia has reverted just to being a dictatorship.
Isn't he allowed to stay in power for the rest of his life now, basically?
More or less, yeah.
What a job that is.
What? Why would you want to do that, though? Only a megalomaniac would want to do that for the rest of their lives. But they don't have a very big economy, you know, and they're the biggest landmass, but they're not a particularly wealthy nation.
And we require less and less oil all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to stop using gas soon in our houses.
Well, I know. I know. Well, I don't have any gas. I have oil.
Right, you get your oil shipped to you, do you?
No, the little bloke comes round the village and fills up our oil tanks.
So it's shipped to you?
What do you mean, shipped to me?
Well, it comes in a wagon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's shipped to you.
All right, what's the problem?
Well, it's not very green, is it?
Oh, shut up.
If it was in a pipe already there, it would be a bit more greener.
Do you realise all these demonstrations of a couple of weeks ago, which everybody was shouting and screaming about how racist this country was and everything else, have just disappeared?
And haven't the football teams stopped advertising Black Lives Matter now?
Yeah, because all lives matter. And of course, nobody should be discriminated against. Nobody. So all these people, particularly, you notice a lot of white people doing the demonstrating. I asked one the other day, could you just describe to me what sort of racism it is that you are concerned about and you have encountered? And yeah, sure, there is racism in this country. But this young person could not give me an example. It was just stuff that they'd heard.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also the video clips you see online are just the video clips that you see online, the ones that have been posted, because they are politically incorrect, deliberately.
They're disgusting. If you see somebody beating up someone because of their colour, absolutely.
But if you were to post the alternative to that, i.e. a white person being in the same situation, it doesn't go with their narrative, does it? So they attack you.
Yeah.
So
I'm afraid that is a very good point. Anyway, listen, we're just drivelling on here on what is supposed to be very exciting and entertaining. A lot of people listen to this at the weekend to be entertained and cheered up. This is really not doing the job. You're right, Daisy May. She loves when I'm working now. I do my program, and when I'm doing this, she loves to sit under my desk on my feet.
Yeah, they put their chin on your foot, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. It's too dark under there. I can't really get you a photograph. It's like a little cave. I don't know where the other one is. Where's the other one? Oh, yeah, lying on the floor behind me. When I first started working from home, they were always barking. Now they just lie down and go to sleep while I'm doing it.
Well, they got used to it.
In the main. Still, if somebody goes past or something happens somewhere, when the thunder was here the other day, oh, dear, they went mad.
I often wonder what would happen if we actually opened the door to our postman.
Yeah. Well, now, I've put a postbox outside the gate.
I think that's the safest way. It's like one of them experiments, isn't it? It's like one day we should just open the door and just see what happens.
Well, I don't think much would happen because you've got very little dog.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, it'll just sort of get to the actual postman and just sort of stand in front of him,
wag its tail and bark at him. Sit down. Yeah.
But you should see the state of the parcels and the posts on mornings if you don't get there quick enough. Ooh.
Anyway, I think you better do tech talk, hadn't you, really? Otherwise, I'm just going to go on about nothing.
What is
not that there's anything in tech talk, I realise that, so take it away, baby.
Well, there's quite a few bits in tech talk that are quite in the news, in the main.
Hundreds arrested as crime chat network cracked. I mean, what are you talking about there? That's surely something I should have been talking about.
That's what I was about to say. That's the criminal gangs have had this secret mobile phone communication set up where they can text each other in secret and then they can lock their phone. And then when the police get the phone, they unlock the phone and it's a normal phone. They can log in and all the texts and everything are there. But if you press a secret button, it goes into a different operating system and they can chat and whatever. And if the police find out about that and they ask you the PIN number, you give them a different PIN number. And when you put that in, it erases your phone.
Hmm. And how then did they manage to find out about it? And secondly, how did they manage to get into it?
Like with all things, I would imagine they found out about it by accident or someone told them about it. And they've just spent the last few years trying to crack it. So it's equivalent of the Enigma machine.
Oh, right. And a lot of these people were foreign gangsters, weren't they?
Yeah, and there's been hundreds of arrests, millions of pounds, guns, drugs, all sorts. It's big news.
Yeah, but it hasn't made much news in the media, has it?
No, it's ended up on Tech Talk on the James Well Radio podcast.
Yeah. I wonder why that is.
Well, we bring you all the top news stories on Tech Talk.
But when we say, it's literally found in some houses nearly £1 million in cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Some bigwigs have been arrested.
How big?
Oh, at least shoulder length.
Oh. Nobody famous?
No one famous. No celebrities or anything as far as I'm aware.
I often think there might be some celebrities who are running huge crime syndicates.
Oh, you mean like Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, make a great movie, wouldn't it?
I'm sure he's been in a few movies. John Travolta, that's another one I could think of that would
So you can't say things like that about people.
Oh, you just have to say the word allegedly.
Do you?
Yeah, obviously they're not involved in any crime.
Those are the sorts of parts that they play.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, well, you didn't say it very well.
I apologise.
Right. But anyway, so they've got... What are they going to do with all... I mean, they have literally just arrested hundreds of people across the country, haven't they?
The drugs are going to be heavily impacted. Some guns are off the street and lots of money recovered. And if any money's recovered in the UK, do they burn it or do we put it back into the Bank of England and say thank you very much?
Well, I hope we put it back into the economy.
Yeah.
Which is where it's come from. So, yeah. They go back into the Treasury when I think about it.
Good. Does that mean our country is funded on drug money?
No.
You sure?
Positive, yeah, positive.
Okay, all right. E-scooters are allowed now.
Yeah, that's ridiculous too.
I've got one of them.
Complete nuisance. Well, you won't be able to go one. You've got to hire one.
No. I've got one, a proper legal one. I've got the Sinclair C5.
Oh, right.
Which you can't go on a pavement with it. Which is similar to the e-scooters. And it does 15 miles per hour.
And yeah.
Obviously, the blind charity is the thing that's in the news at the moment, saying that it's obviously dangerous for blind people. They shouldn't be in the road, though, should they? But then I suppose you're going to get the idiots to put them on the pavement, I suppose.
If you drive through London, last time I drove through London, not that long ago, I mean, there are loads of them on the pavement.
You know, the bicycles, yeah.
Bicycles, scooters, skateboarders.
In this instance, you need a driving license to actually use one. So I'm hoping that they'll introduce penalty points on your license in control of an e-scooter.
Well, I think that's a very good point. You can't hire one, and you can only use ones that are hired, not ones you buy. You have to have a current driving license.
Yep.
And if you break the law, you will get points, I think. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good thing, because I think it's going to pave the way to introducing licenses, etc., on normal bicycles.
Oh, yes, a very good point. I think it will.
And it's about time, because a lot of other countries around the world have electric vehicles. Not so much scooters. I get the point that scooters are just, you know, whatever. But electric bikes, etc., should be slightly higher rated, so you can go a little bit faster and whatever, so you can use them actually as alternatives to getting to work.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be able to go above 15 miles an hour, I don't think.
15 miles an hour on a flat road is fine, but you should still be able to go 15 miles an hour up a hill.
Yeah. Well, there's no reason why that can't happen.
Well, if your bike's been limited to the actual wattage of the motor, when you're going up a hill, it can't do 15 miles, can it?
Well, if you put on automatic whatever, the cruise control on a car, it does 15 miles an hour, whatever you're on.
That's because the motor in your car hasn't been restricted, has it?
Yeah.
But it has on a bike. You can only fit a 250-watt motor on a bike. And even though, actually, to be fair, these e-scooters, I think you can have 500 watts now. I think that's a bit weird. I think if you put a 500-watt motor on a push-pedal bike and restrict it to 15 mile an hour, no matter what terrain you're on, I think that's the way forward.
All right. Anything else?
Facebook have turned around to all their advertisers, says, we ain't changing, so tough tits. And you'll come back to us soon.
Yeah. And they're probably very right.
Well, yeah, but the stuff on Facebook does need sorting out.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's just full of rubbish and lies and bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then retweeted or reposted by gullible people.
I know. I can't tell you how many I get.
It's like, oh, copy and paste this. Facebook are going to start charging on Monday if you don't copy and paste this and say that you want to opt out, blah, blah, blah. All these crap posts that you see on a daily basis, not to mention all of the fake news stuff that obviously comes in, which you ignore anyway. Why would you get your news feed from somewhere like Facebook?
Because you're a bit thick and stupid.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, yeah. And what about the movies you've done? I've got to tell you, I saw a movie a few days ago called Eurovision. It is so funny.
It's on my to-do list, that. I've been putting it off because I don't really like the Eurovision. I don't mind watching it for
the... nothing really to do with Eurovision, and it's a comedy. And you need to stick with it to begin with. You think, what the f*** is this? I can't know. I'm a bit bored with this. But stick with it. It becomes really hilarious.
I watched The Five Bloods.
Yeah, what do you think?
I really like the main body of the film. I thought that was fine. But when it went into the sort of like, it looked very amateurish in parts. And I suppose that was deliberate to sort of give you sort of, I mean, you know, when it went into the 4x3 grainy back in the time bits.
Yeah.
I thought they could have at least filled your screen and made it grainy. Why do we have to have this horrible?
No. You criticize the most ridiculous things. You moan at me if I send videos to you to promote the show, whatever, if I don't do it in landscape or whatever. I just do it the way I want to do it, right?
You give me the Beatles effect, where you've got like somebody recorded with a mobile phone and you end up with one third of the screen with an image in it and the rest of the screen is just sort of where they've stretched it to make it sort of fill the screen. Why have a big blockbuster movie like this film and then make you watch it on a black and white 14-inch portable halfway through the film for 10 minutes?
No, you're talking bollocks. It's for the atmosphere, you silly twat.
No,
it's for the atmosphere.
It took you out of the atmosphere.
No, it didn't. Their news coverage is from a long time ago, which is what it is.
Not that bit. That bit was annoying in itself. But no, I'm talking about the bit where they showed you clips from themselves when they went back in time. It was all like in small windowed mode.
Yeah, because they'd very cleverly, I think, not used younger actors than them, just used them, and you had to use your imagination. But they showed it filmed in the way it would have been filmed then. You don't get it sometimes, do you?
No, look, if you
it was a very moving... No, shut the f*** up for a minute. It was a very moving movie, And you didn't really understand it, did you?
I watched the whole movie. I enjoyed the movie. I got it, you know. And
the interaction between those five was brilliant. The characterization of those individual parts was amazing.
And it was ruined by badly put together.
It wasn't badly put together. It was produced by Spike Lee, and he has a way of producing pictures or directing pictures, and that was it.
But the movie part was perfect.
Oh, God. The bits that he put in were newsreels, and they were supposed to, like, look like newsreels.
The ones that weren't, i.e. they filmed it with a camera of them in Vietnam, would have been filmed with a camera that would have been the aspect ratio of your telly, not 4:3, because it would have been a movie film.
You do not understand.
I do understand.
You don't understand. No, you don't.
I get the idea
ridiculous.
Of why he did it. I understand why he took that approach
well,
in presenting it.
Well, then stop moaning, because that was his choice to do it.
But it didn't work.
It did work. You can't watch a movie like that and go on about the technical side of it. That's not what real people do. If you've got any heart or soul at all, you will be engrossed in that movie.
Well, I'm pretty certain that not a lot of people are going to watch that movie because they'll give up on it because of the way it's been put together. And I know that for a fact because it's no longer in the Netflix chart. It's way down the list because people have either tried watching it and given up or are not going to watch it.
Well, that worries me about the sort of... I think it was a bit too deep as well for a lot of people. I think they wouldn't have understood it blatantly like you. And that doesn't surprise me because, you know, there are probably lots of people who thought it was a Vietnam War film. Move on. I mean, honestly,
but if you want to watch,
I've never heard anybody give a critique of an amazing movie so badly as that.
It looked like it had been put together by a sort of A-level student with a PowerPoint presentation halfway through. A few pictures splattered here and there, took you out of the film. It was like, what, eh? Why? Boom. They'd have a picture of
no soul. No soul at all, have you? No soul. No understand. Didn't even understand the meaning. Oh, dear. Anyway. Anything else you want to talk about? Any other movie before I have to destroy your character completely?
No, I did watch a few other films this week. I watched The Perfection. That was a bit weird. Forget movie. I'm not going to review any movies anymore. Clearly, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
You don't, really. I mean, absolutely none. And what about Afterlife?
Afterlife gave up after the episode 3.
Why? Oh, never mind, because you've got no heart and soul. Yeah, okay. All right. I'm going to do some whales mail. I can't believe it. I mean, honestly.
PowerPoint presentation halfway through. Oh, dear. Of a movie.
You're a twat. I implore everybody to go out and watch Da Five Bloods, directed and produced, I think, by Spike Lee. It is an amazing movie, but you have to watch it. Without worrying about it, you know, I didn't even think about those things.
I agree with everything you're saying. Watch it. It's an amazing movie, but it could have been better if Rob had edited it together.
Absolutely not. You better read these next two. I just couldn't.
Oh, is it favourable? The comments you're talking about?
No. Well... I don't know what you call them, really, just, you know.
Okay, all right, I'll read.
Whales mail and comments.
Whales mail.
Just read these two.
Okay. James is the best radio presenter in the UK, period.
Woo!
And it's great to have a podcast where you can hear the voice of reason say it as it is.
Yeah!
Highly recommended, Richard Case, a.k.a. the Ghost Chaser.
Oh, great. And the next one.
James, you're not allowed to be ill. Don't you realise being deprived of your podcast is against the Geneva Convention? Fortunately, having over 300 old shows to pick from helped take the edge off Gemma from Coventry.
Oh, wonderful people, wonderful people. I bet that really hurt, didn't it? And because it really hurt, and because you're a miserable old sod, a complete and utter fucking cunt.
What other movies do you recommend, then?
No, I'm not going to recommend any movies to you, because you're an arsehole. And just think of the amount of f***ing editing you're going to have to do. You know, there are some pretty good movies out there. I'm watching a thing called Sinister at the moment, which is interesting. It's a series. It's very interesting. And I told you, White Collar, brilliant series, just brilliant. I've watched them all of them now. I hope they make some more. Now, here, Peter Stokes sent me this. Hello, Peter. Thank you. And if you want to send me something in, tell me how wonderful I am. That's marvellous. You can tell me how shit I am, but I don't think anybody feels like that. You can have a go at Rob. Feel free.
Well, hang on. Is it okay to read out the ones that aren't very flattering?
What? Well, about me?
Yeah.
There won't be any. What are you talking about? If you can find one, I'd be very surprised. Find one. Go on, find one.
Well, I won't find one right now, but I'm sure I can dig one out somewhere.
You'd write it yourself.
I could write one myself, but I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, yeah. No, you wouldn't say you had. You put a false face, fake name on it. Yeah, I know. Anyway, if you want to send something in, whether it's a joke or whether it's a comment, sensible or not, jameswellradio@gmail.com. jameswellradio@gmail.com. And if you go to our shop, we've got some fabulous new black T-shirts with a white whale logo on the front. And I keep meaning to take a picture of myself wearing mine.
I am waiting.
Yeah, good. Walter. I don't know if you heard about Walter. Did you?
No, I've not heard about Walter.
Well, he died in a fire.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very tragic. His body was burned pretty badly. The morgue needed somebody to identify the body, so they sent for his two best friends, Harry and Jim. You weren't available. The three men had always done everything together. Harry arrived first. So sad. And when the mortician pulled back the sheet, Harry said, "Yep, his face is burned up pretty bad. You'd better roll him over." The mortician rolled him over, and Harry said, "Nope, it ain't Wally." The mortician thought this was rather strange, and so do I. So he brought Jim in to confirm the identity of the body. Jim looked at the body and said, "Yep, it's pretty well burnt up. Roll him over." The mortician rolled him over, and Jim said, "No, it ain't Wally." The mortician asked, "How could you tell?" And Jim replied, "Well, Walter had two arseholes." "What?" "He had two arseholes." "He had two arseholes?" asked the mortician. "Yep. We've never seen him," Jim said, "but everybody used to say, 'There's Wally with them two arseholes.'" I do apologise about that. But it was quite funny. It was very funny, in fact, I thought. Very, very funny indeed. Here's one from Jane Kirkbride. What do girls and noodles have in common?
I have no idea.
They both wiggle when you eat them. That is terrible. I'm not even... Randy Nuts must be a made-up name. I hope death is a woman, because she will never come for me. Yeah, okay. Oh, there's another one here. Jeff for Rushton. Why is pubic hair like parsley? Well, because you always push it to the side before you start eating. What? God. I'm not sure we should be doing ones like that. I think you'll have to put a little red warning before those.
On the podcast?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know if you'll ever get into the podcast, but there we are. I might as well. Ah, right. Should we do questions then?
Yes, let's do some questions.
Oh, God, I need a stretch.
Oh, yeah. Last week, somebody asked, had you joined the AHA, and we couldn't work out what it was.
No, you're right, we couldn't.
It's not AHA.
What is it?
Aha.
Aha.
The pop group, Aha.
Yeah.
Well, they were referring to a photograph that you'd posted, and you looked like a member of Aha.
Was that on the Facebook site?
It was, yeah.
Oh, right. I'll have to relook, won't I?
Mm.
Yeah. Thought you were keeping an eye on that and, you know, editing everything properly so it didn't look amateurish.
Never going to live this down. It's a great movie. Watch it. It just, if I put it together again, it would be a much better movie.
Shut up.
It wouldn't make the cinema. In fact, it didn't make the cinema.
What, The Five Bloods?
Yeah.
Well, that's a terrible thing. I mean, even the tragic and fairly horrific bit in the middle when they were in the wood and trying to go through the landmines was in keeping with the movie. In my view.
Yes.
Anyway, right, let's get on with it. You obviously don't have the same finesse as me. It's obvious. Mind you, then you live in North Wales on the Isle of Anglesey, so that would, you know, it would be, it's quite a deep movie. Anyway, right, carry on.
Dave Starr.
Can't all be the same, can we?
Some are more common than others, apparently.
You are, but let's not worry about that too much.
Dave Starr. Do the BBC really think it's right to keep shortchanging listeners by making their COVID-19 programme schedules a permanent fixture?
I thought they'd stop that.
I thought they'd stop that.
Yeah. But I think that's exactly what the BBC is for.
I know it's something about the BBC. Didn't they say that they're getting rid of loads and loads and loads and loads of people to save loads and loads and loads and loads of money, and then they've gone and spent it on diversity?
Yeah, exactly. They don't know their arse from their elbow. I can tell you stories about the BBC, one which I will tell the media when my mates finish his legal action against them. But, you know, they have no idea. They pay themselves too fucking much, the higher echelons. Those people who work doing programmes, some of them, few of them, get extortionate amounts of money, and the rest get very little. You know, and they always say, well, it's the BBC, we can't afford to pay you very much. Which is why a lot of people just don't bother to stay there.
I came up with an idea for the BBC.
Well, don't close it down.
Why?
Well, I just think, you know, the arrogance in which it's in which it's actually run. I don't know. Maybe the next director general would be good. He came from a commercial background. Some stupid idiot, whoever is running local radio at the moment, has now said they should be playing more music. You do not go to a local BBC station to listen to music. And you can have entertaining speech radio. Of course you can. You know, you can have a bit of music, you can have some live music, but BBC local radio has missed a trick. They're not really any proper local TV sort of coverage and local papers anymore, but the BBC could quite easily make it a really good service to the community, having a really good professionally run local radio service for your area. And they're missing it. They're not doing it. So quite frankly, I've got no time for them. I could tell you stories about the person who's... No, I can't do that, can I?
No, don't do things like that.
No.
Colin Watkins wants to know, what's the most common colour of toilet paper in France?
It's white.
Is it?
Yeah.
I heard on the grapevine it was pink.
Well, whoever told you that was taking the mick out of you.
Okay. Graham Briscoe, or Briscoe, when will this shit be over? Does he mean the podcast?
Yeah, in a couple of minutes, so don't worry.
Brian Higgins, what do you think of the UK now having its own version of the US 4th of July?
I didn't know it did. I haven't noticed it.
It's this Saturday, isn't it? Super Saturday. Kate Sanders, you can have 5 people over for dinner, dead or alive. Who and why?
Tom Jones.
Mm-hmm.
John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley Bassey.
Mm-hmm.
How many is that? 3.
That's 3.
Okay, 2 more. Yeah. Maybe Sheila Ferguson, because I was interviewing her the other night. And apart from having a great voice, she's very funny and entertaining.
Okay.
That's what I'd be doing. Oh, Kylie. I've not met Kylie ever. I've got to get to meet Kylie.
you'd be left out of the conversation. You know, Tom Jones and Kylie would just go off to the corner and chat with amongst each other.
They wouldn't be allowed to.
Okay. So you'd have rules. Seating arrangements, that'll sort it out.
Yeah.
And I've no idea where you'd put Kylie.
Right. Oh.
Andy Swan also asks, why hasn't the BBC licence been abolished yet?
Very good question, and the answer is because nobody has the guts to do it.
And how much would you pay per month if there was a subscription?
I don't think you'd have to pay per month. I think because there is a certain amount of commercialism within the BBC. If you left some of it, not all of it by any means, but some of it, it would be able to fund itself. And you'd fund the rest from taxation, like they do in other countries.
Just stick it in the council tax. No one will know it's there.
Exactly.
Well, that's it then.
What?
Well, that's all the questions I've copied and pasted from your Facebook page.
Oh, really? Is that it?
Well, yeah, I could ask you made-up questions if you like.
No. I'm going now. I'm going outside. The sun is shining and it's quite warm.
It's wet and windy here.
North Wales?
Yes, North Wales, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, I suggest you go and you start looking at some decent movies and try to re-educate your mind. I've gone now.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.